Blog Talk Radio.
Became a problem to Queen Victoria, not a problem, but an advisor, and he was instrumental in getting the Suez Canal under British control. Even while it's now it was nationalized under Abdel Kamel, we have. Seen a war, the Suez War in 1956, over this. And of course, one of the most famous cases of circumnavigation of the globe, 1905, when the Russian Black Sea Fleet had to go all the way around the world, 5,000 miles, to the Battle of Tsushima Straits to face the Japanese Navy. The British wouldn't allow them to pass through the Suez Canal, to shorten the anyway, among the other birthdays today, we have John McCormick, who was Speaker of the House. And his nephew wanted to run for Congress, and Teddy Kennedy got the nob and the money. And John McCormick's son said, or his nephew said, if you weren't a Kennedy, in effect, you wouldn't even be in the running. Something like that. There's this myth of these founding families that seem to have a lock on our political establishment. And in 1896, and this is a case where this guy should have been aborted. His name was Stalin. Joseph Stalin was a Georgian, not from our state of Georgia. And he was born on this day, one of the most evil, outrageous personalities in U.S. history. George Ball, Undersecretary of State, I had an argument with him when I was at a Sillamar in the 70s when we had a gathering of college students to meet diplomats and discuss world problems and, you know, meet and greet, in effect. George Ball came in. He looked very florid, apparently been drinking too much vodka. And I had an argument with him, and I didn't get up on the panel. Donald Reagan, R-E-G-A-N, was Secretary of the Treasury during the Ronald Reagan first administration. Kurt Waldheim was the fourth nominated General Secretary of the U.N. He had a Nazi background, and I think he was forced to resign. Joe Paterno of the Pittsburgh State football team, he had a lot of winnings, but he didn't win in the pedophile agenda. He died, and of course we have prosecutions and young boys at the time coming forward to say they had been molested. They warned Paterno and other people, and these adults turned a blind eye and a deaf ear, and now the taxpayers of Pennsylvania got some big losses and big financial judgments. Among the other birthdays today of these public figures, Bill Donahue of The Donahue Show, Jane Fonda, the oldest child of Henry Fonda, Frank Zappa, Michael Tilson Thomas, who is a conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, a very good conductor, but a lot of people don't think he's in the same category as Fritz Langler, Mengele, Klemperer, Toscanini, Reiner, George Sell, people like that. Quite a showman, very good, but, you know, his family started the Jewish Theater of New York, and the family name was actually Tomaszewski. His uncle was a famous actor who depicted several films dealing with violation of human rights. The story of Emile Zola and the Dreyfus case. I was a prisoner on the chain gang. He also played Scarface, which is a version based on Al Capone. Great actor. That was his uncle. Black actor named Samuel L. Jackson, his birthday today. The woman who was the founder and the editor of Cosmo magazine, Tina Brown. Let's see, we had a guy that was responsible for public baths at the turn of the century, a guy named Otmar Lasser. And then we had Frank Kellogg, who was Secretary of State during the Harding and Coolidge administrations, and he tried to outlaw war, and we will play that. This was a news clip from that time, and let's see what it sounds like. We don't have his voice, but it's interesting. This was the infant days of radio. We had a video and film, but they weren't able at the time to record these people. So let's see what this sounds like. Well, boy, for some reason I can't find. We got so many. Excuse me. And there are many more. We'll come back to that. Among the other deaths today, famous General George Patton died today in an auto accident. Some people think that, I hate to say this, that he was killed. He was making noise that we should send the army, which was already in Europe, send them over and kick Russian butt back into Russia. This got the Truman administration and other people upset, thought he was crazy. And then he mysteriously died in this auto accident. Let's see, among the other birthdays, Eric Coates, the great English musician. Two military marches came out of World War II. One was Colonel Bogey, which was based on a somewhat fictionalized version of the Bridge on the River Kwai. And then the Dam Busters, which was the British figured out a way to build this huge bomb that bounced along the water to destroy the dams that were on the Rhine River, which provided hydroelectric power to the German military machine and the factories of making military equipment. And here is that famous march out of our archives. Here we go. And the other famous march is the Bridge on the River Kwai, Colonel Bogey, but this one is the Dam Busters. These are from our archive. Now, here is a news clip from the signing of the treaty called the Kellogg-Briand Pact, which was supposed to abolish war. This was after World War I, and the U.S. Secretary of State, Frank Kellogg, in the Coolidge administration, went to Paris to meet with Aristide Briand, who was the French Foreign Secretary, and they came up with this plan to, quote, abolish war. And here's what it sounded like in the newsreels at the time.
The nation's delegates meet to make the anti-war pact. Aristide Briand, former premier of France, pleads for the anti-war pact which 19 nations signed. Here is the document. His work accomplished, Secretary Kellogg leaves the hall of meeting to take the pact back to America. With Mrs. Kellogg, he returns to American soil. To report to his chief at the White House. There before his cabinet, President Coolidge signed for the United States. A treaty designed to outlaw war.
That's the way they reported in the newsreels at the time. There were no interviews of the people depicted in those newsreels. And since this is the birthday of St. Thomas of Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was assassinated when he challenged the King, Henry II, over jurisdictions as who was going to try priests who were accused of unpriestly behavior and violating civil law. And here is a scene in the movie Becket, starring Richard Burton.
I actually fell for him. It. That. There.
Mama.
I think this is the one.
That's
Becket. Great one.
Lord Gilbert, Baron of England by the grace of His Majesty King Henry II, seized upon the person of a priest of the Holy Church and unlawfully did hold him in custody. Furthermore, in the presence of Lord Gilbert and by his command, his men seized upon this priest when he tried to escape and put him to death. This is the sin of murder and sacrilege.
In that, Lord Gilbert has rendered no act of contrition or repentance and is at the moment at liberty in the land. We do here and now separate him from the precious body and blood of Christ and from the society of all Christians. We exclude him from our Holy Mother Church and all her sacraments in heaven or on earth. We declare him excommunicate and anathema. We cast him into the outer darkness. We judge him damned with the devil and his fallen angels and all the reprobates to eternal fire and everlasting pain.
And I highly recommend that if you want to understand the rituals of the Roman Catholic Church, and I also recommend Jack Cashel's book, Popes and Bankers, if you want to understand the finances and the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Among the other guests today, we had Mark Connolly, who was playwright who wrote a great play called Green Pastures, talking about blacks and God and heaven. It's quite interesting. Also, Rod Cameron is Canadian. He starred in quite a few films. He came here in the States. You ought to recommend him. Stella Adler, who had the Actors Studio in New York, she trained people like Marlon Brando, James Dean, and it was called the Adler Method. A great violinist, Nathan Milsine. He died on this day. Dean Russ, Secretary of State, who was trashed when he worked for Lyndon Johnson. He also worked for John Kennedy. Among the events today, the Mayflower Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock in 1620. Of course, Cole Porter wrote a song that Plymouth Rock should have landed on them, and people still feel this way today. John Jay became the first U.S. Secretary of State. He was also, nobody ever achieved this, the first Chief Justice of the United States. He resigned to do other things, and that's why John Marshall came in, who was actually the second Chief Justice of the United States. In 1864, Sherman conquered Savannah, and there are Daughters of the Confederacy have never forgiven Sherman and Lincoln and the Union for despoiling and destroying the South. Pierre and Marie Curie discovered radium. She later died of cancer. She's the only woman to have won two Nobel Prizes in two different sciences, physics and medicine. We had the first crossword puzzle for all you crossword people. It's in the New York World and was 32 clues. In 1919, J. Edgar Hoover, who just became employed in the administration of the red hunting of the Attorney General in the Wilson administration, they deported Emma Goldman, who was a feminist. They deported her back to Russia. Some people think that some of these people who have emigrated to the United States today, who have come here not to contribute but to co-opt and corrupt organizations that they become involved in, that these people should be deported. In 1924, the first group hospital program was set up in, of all places, Dallas, Texas. 1933, the first dried human blood serum was perfected at the University of Pennsylvania. In 1942, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separation decisions made in marriages made in Nevada, these were legal and binding across the United States. Excuse me. In 1948, the Irish Free State declared their independence, and here is a little clip, a song written about the Irish called Give Irish Back to the Irish, or Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
Hmm.
On this day also, in 1954, one of the most infamous criminal trials was held in Ohio, where Dr. Samuel Shepard, who was an osteopath, was accused of brutally murdering his wife. It's one of the most controversial trials in U.S. judicial history. Ranks up there with the Stephen Neri case here in San Francisco, the case in Colorado involving U.S. Navy sailor, and the case of the four sailors in Norfolk who were all railroaded into their state prisons. We'll get into that next week. In 1958, General Charles de Gaulle got the first seven-year term as president of France and in the Fifth Republic. They've had four others before that. And some people have raised the public policy issue, should the president of the United States have 1 7-year term? That'll take a constitutional amendment to change the term of office. A California judge, we just got the thing over the wire, has decided that there is an issue about the electors electing Barack Obama as president of the United States, casting the California's electoral votes because he had the plurality here in California. We'll see where this goes, if this is going to change the occupant of the White House. And also, one of the great football coaches, Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers, he had his final game on this date, and he lost it. His trainer, or one of his trainers, was Artie Funair, who was on the Steve Neri case. You go to our Vegas Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and you can see the thing about male rape. We're going to end. We'll be back Monday with an audio excerpt of President Eisenhower sending his greetings from space. We'll get into that on Monday at 4 p.m. We'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and we have a tsunami warning that's ignored here in San Francisco. The video is up there. So we'll be back Monday. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and good night.